Metropolitan Police has received nearly 300 calls and emails in relation to the latest developments into the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. On Wednesday, it was revealed that a new prime suspect has emerged. A 43-year-old German, named only as Christian B for legal reasons, allegedly confessed his part in Maddie's disappearance to a man in a bar. Yesterday, German prosecutors released more details about the man and they're appealing for the public to come forward with information. So to give us more detail about all of this, I'm joined on the line now by Martin Brunt, who is crime correspondent at Sky News. Martin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So the past 36 hours, we've seen a lot of new information emerge in relation to all of this, but particularly this German man named as Christian B. So what do we know about him at this stage?
We know that he has previous convictions for child sex abuse. We know that he was living in the area where Madeleine disappeared around the time she disappeared. In fact, the police say that telephone data shows that his phone at least was in the resort an hour before she vanished on the 3rd of May 2017. The implication is that he had the phone with him and he received a call an hour before she vanished, and he was near where she was asleep. Because of his past, that would clearly suggest a motive for the abduction of Madeleine. His behaviour after she went missing, he, according to the German police, he changed the registration of his Jaguar car. And there is also the confession that I was told about that he had made to another man in a bar some years earlier, when a report of the Madeleine case had come on the TV in this bar in Germany, and this man indicated, Christian B, the suspect, indicated to another man that he had been involved in her disappearance. All of that would appear to be a very strong circumstantial case.
And do we know,
Christian B,
is that how he came to the attention of the police then, because he made this confession to the man in the bar?
Yes, that's what prompted the investigation into him over the past 3 years. That information was relayed to the police in 2017. But it was a conversation, I think, that had taken place some years before that. But this suspect, Christian B, had come to the notice of the police in the very early days after Madeleine vanished. He, like many, many people and known sex offenders, was somebody of interest, but it appears that he either wasn't located or questioned, and nothing came of it. And German police have said that in 2013, his name was passed to them as a potential suspect, and we don't know what efforts were done by the police then, but that was something that fizzled out as well. He's been a serious suspect for 3 years.
And yesterday then, the German prosecutor said in a press conference that they believe Madeleine is dead, but both the British and Portuguese authorities are still saying that they're treating it as a missing persons case. Do we know anything about the discrepancy between the two? I mean, for example, do we know, does the German police have information that they're not releasing?
I don't think that's the case. I think if they had that kind of information, we would know about it. And clearly, if they had something to suggest strongly that Madeleine was, or to show that she was dead, then her parents would have been made aware of it. I can't believe that would be the situation. I think what's happening is that the German police are just being rather more pessimistic. They've called their investigation a murder investigation, but they've said nothing to explain why it's murder, why they're assuming Madeleine is dead. And of course, however grim that might be for Madeleine's parents, Kate and Jerry McCann, they still cling to the hope that she could be alive, on the basis that they are not aware of any evidence to suggest that she's been killed or even seriously harmed or harmed in any way.
And I know when this news first broke yesterday, Madeleine's parents said that they believed it was a significant development in the case. Have they said anything else since then?
No, they've said that after issuing that initial statement on Tuesday, when the first press conference was held by Scotland Yard, that they wouldn't be saying anything more, and so far they've stuck to that. They're spokesman Clarence Mitchell has been talking a bit, just to amplify slightly what they've been saying, and it's very much the same, that they welcome this development, but it is a development that's been going on for 3 years. The investigation into this man has been going on since 2017, which I guess makes me think that although there is this circumstantial case against him for the reasons I've outlined, I think the police are struggling to find the firm evidence that they really need, the firm evidence they think they might find, such as forensic links or key witnesses or people who saw definitely one or either of Christian B's vehicles around the holiday apartment or at least the resort on the night Madeline disappeared. As far as we know, none of that information has come forward yet, although Scotland Yard did say yesterday they'd had a good response to their initial appeals for help on Tuesday.
Yeah, 300 calls and emails, I think, is what they've got so far. So there may be something in that. What about the Portuguese authorities then, Martin, and how they may have reacted to this? Because obviously at the time there was a big controversy about how they handled the case in the early days of the investigation.
The Portuguese police haven't said anything officially about this. And of course, there was criticism of some of the things they did or didn't do in the early days. I think one of the key issues that has reemerged is Scotland Yard and the German police have issued an appeal for help around Christian B's mobile telephone number at the time. The evidence suggests that he was using a particular phone, a Portuguese mobile phone, and he took a call from another Portuguese mobile phone an hour before Madeline vanished. And that phone call was made and received in Praia da Luz, the village. One of the long-held criticisms of the Portuguese police is that they did not collect the telephone data as well as they could have done in the initial days and weeks of the investigation. And if Christian B does prove to be responsible for Madeline's disappearance eventually, there will continue to be questions asked about whether they should have known about him and dealt with him in the early days of the investigation by tracking his phone or finding him and interviewing him as a known sex offender.
All right, Martin Brunt, crime correspondent at Sky News. Thank you very much for joining us.